Good evening. My name is Viola Murphy. I am mayor of the city of Cool Valley. I am also president of Suburban Mayors, and I'm here to make a few statements, give some data, ask a question, and make a request in 3 minutes. My statement, I represent 1,196 citizens every single day. Today, I'm representing my 24-1 colleagues, leaders of North County, suburban mayors, cities under 10,000 of St. Louis County. We are all voted in by the people of our cities that believe in our leadership. People are making decisions concerning our cities without even having a conversation with any of us before decisions are being made. We started with a tragic killing of a young man named Michael Brown. This tragic situation has gone worldwide. Now, an outpouring of money is being allocated to rebuild that city, and the money should be given to those business owners. But at what cost to all the other municipalities of St. Louis County? The 24-1 cities, the cities of North County, suburban mayors all feel we are being targeted, especially the cities of North County. We've gone through from a tragic situation to suing of 13 municipalities, a bill to eliminate 22 villages, 10 North County, a bill going from 30 to 10 reduction of revenue from courts, and a bill for all police departments to be accredited in 2 years. That is a four-year process. We, the leaders of St. Louis County, are responsible for our citizens and the safety every single day. We have people who pass through our cities in violation of laws. A lot of our cities are striving for economic development, healthy living, and cities where you can walk, ride your bike, and feel safe. Let me give you some data. Did you know for the past few years that the 24-1 cities plus cities of North County have been collaborating on our own to save thousands of dollars for our taxpayers, $500,000 to be exact? Did you know that five cities of North County are partnering with an accredited Normandy Police Department? Did you know that the city of Cool Valley dissolved their entire police department because it was 60% of our budget, and the leadership saw the benefit of partnering with our neighbor in a collaborative effort on our own? This department follows the standards by which an accredited department must comply to be accredited. Did you know that the 24-1 and other cities of North County are receiving better rates for salt, trash, resurfacing of streets, because we go in together as a collaborative group to negotiate a better price for our citizens? Did you know that eight cities applied for a grant for inventorying of our trees, the largest grant that was awarded to these cities, $25,000? My colleague will finish. Did you know?
Thank you, Mayor.
Next speaker is James McGee.
Good evening. My name is James McGee, the mayor for the city of Anita Park. First of all, I want to congratulate all of y'all on your election and your win. I'm a part of 24-1 also, and I take all for did you know. Did you know that eight cities received a $90,000 grant for trees and trimming trees and maintenance in eight cities? Did you know before all the concern about our city's courts that the 24-1 judges and prosecutors met to come up with a plan, and we have a plan now called best practices, and we're still working on those plans. Did you know that the city of North County suburban mayors followed the 10 best practices that the cities that received at least 100% of our cities are getting help from the suburban mayors and the municipal league and the 24-1. Also, did you know that a few cities have passed on inclusion ordinance that we came up a couple of months ago in St. Louis County? Did you know that the majority of St. Louis County municipalities have done annual budgets, audits, financial statements, and also uniform police officers, and also community policing? They go into our communities. They know our residents. They know our business people. They know our children. They also go into our schools also. So those are plans that we already have in place. Did you know that the suburban mayors meet every month, including the Municipal League, to help come up with suggestions and improvement of our communities? Did you know that the health center would benefit our citizens of St. Louis County, especially the North County citizens that's supposed to go into Paisdale? You know, North County lives do matter. Did you know that the 24-1 received a governmental award for collaboration and partnership from the Eastway Gateway Committee? What group have been invited to the White House to tell their story about collaboration? The 24-1 have. You tell me one group in the state of Missouri that have been invited to the White House. We believe in building strong communities. We look for jobs for our citizens, our residents. We look for good education for our children. We look for housing, stabilized housing for our community. And we also need jobs, 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 jobs. Also, Mr. Sting, I know when you were sworn in, you said there would no one be left behind. Also, you said stated that municipalities need to merge and dissolve. I don't know your exact words, but I'm asking you, have you started the process? Which cities are you referring to? Also, because our residents are asking questions about that. I know my time is up, and thank you so very much.
Thank you, Mayor.